This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. And welcome once again to Between the Keys. It's that time of the week, and I'm so happy to be here with you. My name is Jed Distler. I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network. The program this week is all about new, old, and unexpected music. Well, at least I think it's new, old, and unexpected, and that's often what I present. But I have to admit that the title of the episode, New, Old, and Unexpected, is totally stolen from my friend and colleague Tim Page, who had a radio show called New, Old, and Unexpected back in the 80s and early 90s. And fortunately, Tim let me steal the title of his show for this episode, and I've used it for several previous episodes. So let's get going with the music. We hear first music by Jean-Henri Dunglebert, who was a French composer and harpsichordist who lived from 1629 to 1691. He served in the court of King Louis XIV, that's not such a bad gig, and it probably paid pretty well, too. Now, you don't always hear Dunglebert's harpsichord music played on the modern concert grand, but that's just what we are going to hear now with pianist Daniel Schlossberg. Thank you. Daniel Schlossberg at the piano performing a movement from the suite in D major by the French Baroque composer Jean-Henri d'Anglebert. The group of French composers known as Les Six, the Six, in the early 20th century included, let me see if I can name them all, Darius Milhaud, Arthur Honegger, Francis Poulenc, Louis Duret, Georges Auric, and the woman whose music we are about to hear now, Germaine Taillefer, who lived from 1892 to 1983. I like her music a lot, and I want to play a cycle of three pastorals for solo piano in D major, C major, and A flat major. We're going to hear them performed by pianist Bengt Forsberg.
Thank you.
We just heard three pastorals for solo piano by the French composer Germain Taillefer. They were performed by the Swedish pianist Bengt Forsberg. The pianist Nicola Orvat is in the process of recording the complete piano works of Philip Glass for the Grand Piano label. It's quite a wonderful project. Let's listen to him play Metamorphosis No. 3, music of Philip Glass. Music of Philip Glass, that was Metamorphosis No. 3, performed by Nicola Orvat, and that comes from the third volume of Nicola Orvat's ongoing series devoted to the complete piano music of Philip Glass for the Grand Piano label. Let's go back to the Baroque era and the first Prelude and Fugue from J.S. Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier Book 2, with a pianist who is based in Weimar, Germany. Her name is Gerlinde Otto.
Thank you.
pianist Gerlinde Otto playing the Prelude and Fugue in C major from the Well-Tempered Clavier Book 2 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Very beautiful playing, I think. One pianist whom I mainly know from recordings is Pietro Di Maria. He's done quite a lot for the Decca label in Italy. He's recorded lots of Bach. He's recorded the complete piano music of Chopin. And for the Naxos label, he made a fabulous CD devoted to piano sonatas by Muzio Clementi, from which we are going to hear the finale from Clementi's piano sonata in G major, opus 40, number 1. Thank you. The pianist Pietro de Maria performing the finale from the Piano Sonata in G Major, Opus 40, Number 1 by Muzio Clementi. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys in an episode devoted to the new, the old, and the unexpected. I am not going to say a word about this next selection, and if you happen to be listening online where you can see what selection is being played on your screen, just do me a favor and look away from the screen for the next 6 minutes or so. I don't want to identify the pianist nor the music until we have finished listening to this next selection, so just bear with me on this. Don't look and just listen. Thank you. Okay, if you haven't looked, you probably are thinking, that is such a beautiful composition. Who composed that? And who is that amazing pianist? I'm going to tell you, that was a section from a totally improvised concert that took place in 2008 at London's Royal Festival Hall, and the pianist was Keith Jarrett. I am a big Keith Jarrett fan, and I often feel that his improvisations are just as good as, and, you know, often better than a lot of the notated contemporary compositions around. Now, that's not a very politically correct thing to say, and my composer friends are going to kill me for saying that, but I really believe that. I think when Keith Jarrett is at his best, he can improvise a perfectly self-contained gem and play it exquisitely. He's really, really an amazing musician. A few years ago, I devoted a program to the popular piano stylist Cy Walter, and I have a real fondness for this quirky little composition of Cy Walter's called Mrs. Malaprop. So here's a live recording with Cy Walter playing Mrs. Malaprop. Let's listen. Cy Walter was at the piano playing his own composition, Mrs. Malaprop, that was recorded live at the Drake Hotel in New York City, which is where Cy Walter held forth night after night for many, many years, up until his death in 1968. If you've been listening to Between the Keys for a long time, you probably know that one of my great mentors is the pianist and composer Dick Hyman. He published a series of piano arrangements of popular songs that include this very clever and very subtle arrangement of Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek. We're going to hear it played now by Jenny Lynn. Pianist Jenny Lynn playing Dick Hyman's piano arrangement of Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek. I think that was a song, I think it was first introduced by Fred Astaire in the movie Top Hat, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, this is from a release on the Steinway & Sons label called Get Happy, pianist Jenny Lynn. Jeffrey and Karen Savage have a piano duo called 88 Squared, and they recorded a CD that encompasses all of the music that Lowell Lieberman has composed to date for two pianos. And from this disc, I would like to share a rather intense piece that's called Daydream and Nightmare. I think the title really speaks for itself. Thank you. Music by Lowell Lieberman, a composition called Daydream and Nightmare for two pianos. We heard the piano duo 88 Squared, who consist of pianists Jeffrey and Karen Savage. The transcription that Franz Liszt made based on Chopin's Polish song called The Maiden's Wish used to be fairly popular with pianists active in the early part of the 20th century, and it's all too rare that one finds a modern-day pianist who can really, really make this piece take wing with no effort at all. But then again, you haven't reckoned with the remarkably talented young pianist Benjamin Grosvenor. Let's listen to him now. That is just wonderful piano playing by any standard. That was Benjamin Grosvenor playing Chopin's The Maiden's Wish, transcribed for solo piano by Franz Liszt. And that brings this episode of New, Old, and Unexpected Music to its conclusion, except that we have a little encore with the great Art Tatum. Thank you. was a song called Happy Feet with the great Art Tatum at the piano. Oh boy, what a killer tempo that is, and that certainly makes an effective encore, I'll tell you. My name is Jed Distler, and I'm artist in residence for the Classical Network. I thank you so much for tuning in this past hour to Between the Keys. I have to take off now, but I do look forward to being with you at this time next week. This show is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.